Welcome back to the Taylor Report at CIUT 89.5 FM. I'm Phil Taylor, your host. Want to say about just a short comment from the Taylor Report about the discovery of the human remains, children, in Kamloops and in Saskatchewan. We've spoken about it before, but we want to say again that we need to get some new language and a little more to the point language is on the part of the behalf of the indigenous population. I think that there's a game being played expecting to the word to reconciliation to be in the conversation. I don't see the basis. The crime has been committed. We don't even know who did it. They haven't told us. And they put big signs out front, which don't tell me anything, to mention a church. That's not information. We need the names of every single child, every single individual who met their fate in these residential schools. I'm going to repeat the line, which is unforgettable. The indigenous leader who said schools shouldn't have cemeteries. But we need to, this has to be kind of inspected as a crime. And I don't believe that the hue and cry coming from mainly Ontario media that we Catholic Church is somehow the culprit, that's impossible. The Catholic Church has to answer for everything, of course, and they all the records, all everything has to come forward. But we're in Canada, and the Prime Minister is the leader of Canada, not the Pope, never has been. This has been an anti-Pope society throughout its history, actually, anti-Catholic. Orange Ontario is called. So this quick discussion of whether or not the Pope should apologize, that's interesting. Maybe it should be. You'd have that, but the Prime Minister of the country, that's a Canadian task. Of course, there were Governor Generals, British. Victoria was, and she's sitting calmly. Nobody ever disturbs her, I noticed. We want to identify the principal villains. I remind you that those people were their experts of the day, the experts who said, oh yeah, do this. As MacDonald said, kill the Indian in the child, was the philosophy. He was the prime minister. And he was succeeded by a bunch of others who agreed with him. We need to name all the villains. We need to look at their collected works, these brilliant monsters. And remember, it was all done in the name of Christianizing and missionizing and wonderful things. That's what it was done in that name. So we should get it right. Which ones were really in, as they say, into it, who enthusiastic about doing it? We need a rogues gallery, but there's another thing we need, in my opinion, and that is a heroes gallery. We should find those, find them, name them, who said, don't do this. Do not do it. There were such people. It's like talking about slavery. There were people who said, stop it. John Brown being an example, Frederick Douglass. You want to build a statue, build statues of the people who put their foot down at the time, in the moment, not 100 years, 150 years later, the ones who in the moment were politically martyred, because you can bet they lost and they were shunned because they were getting in the way of Christianizing and missionary work under the guidance of Her Majesty's government. So anyway, there's that. We gotta stop trying to find excuses to go offshore with our blame. The blame is easily found here. It starts with the bodies and work back. This is the Taylor Report, CIT 9.5. Happy day, isn't it? And there's an item in the press that I really want to call to everyone's attention. Duterte of the Philippines is being demonized. And the Toronto Star on Sunday the 27th says of him, the Philippine President Duterte said he's ready to face possible charges, and this I love, in any local court for the thousands of killings under his anti-drug crackdown. But never before the International Criminal Court, which he has repeatedly ridiculed. Okay, let me help out with the Associated Press, because they and the Toronto Star are like, work like devils. They misrepresent people. President Duterte and his government said they were withdrawing from the International Criminal Court because it discriminates and because it seems to be carrying out a mission of support for U.S. Foreign powers and other foreign powers, trying to destabilize them and not delivering justice. He didn't make jokes only. He didn't, which he can do. He's a very high-spirited gentleman. But it's a principal legal position. We had on this Taylor Report an international criminal lawyer, Tiffan Dixon, who's written about this. I believe you can find her papers, but she argued the justness of the case made by the Philippine government. We're not talking about one man. They always want to personalize this because the media here can't do without caricatures. So they want to caricature President Duterte. He is a popular figure primarily because he has a plebeian quality about him. And he's on the right track. He is refusing to be pushed around. Big issue of the day. He says loudly and clearly, I will not be pushed around by the United States. They want him to fight with China. He says, they want me to get massacred, is the way he puts it. By the way, he's got a nice line here. And I'm going to read this. Why should I defend, why would I defend or face an accusation before white people? You must be crazy. He's got a point. And the Associated Press, and they are like devils, these guys. This smarmy little intellectual typing away somewhere in the States decided to add a remark that he thought would be fun because he wants to ridicule President Duterte of the Philippines. And I remind you, the Philippines is a country of 100 million people, and he is their elected president. But the Associated Press and the Toronto Star, they add this comment after he says, an additional thing from President Duterte. He says, I will readily face a court, be accused in a Philippine court before a Filipino judge. Again, he's absolutely right. And then here's where the Associated Press gets real cute. This is why you listen to the Taylor Report. It says, this is what they write. The 18 judges from the ICC hail from around the world, including judges from Asia, Africa, Europe, South America, and North America. We're supposed to all say, oh, isn't he stupid? Look at that, all those judges. Okay, they're absolutely right. That's where the judges come from. Guess where all the accused come from? The accused all come from Africa. We talked on this show last week about the president, the elected president of Ivory Coast, Mr. Bagbo. The ICC drug him off with the help of Ban Ki-moon, and they had a field day with it. They took a man who, according to the Supreme Court of his country, he had won the election. But that didn't cut any ice with the masters at the Security Council, not Security Council, the Secretary General, who was close with the Americans and the French. The French jumped in too. They removed him bodily from his country, and they took him to The Hague, put him on trial. But basically, what did they do? They just destroyed him for 10 years. It took years out of his life when he was supposed to be serving as the president of Ivory Coast. They took those years away from him and his people while a pretender got to run the place. The pretender is a mid-echelon IMF, International Monetary Fund hack. A hack. They gave him the job. Now the people of Ivory Coast want Gbagbo back. Well, Duterte is not such a fool and is not going to play their game. He saw what was going on. He saw what they did to Prime Minister Kenyatta, where they drug him in front of the court. But all these things, they throw them. Eventually, most of them are thrown out because they've achieved their purpose. They've smeared the individual. They've knocked the country's sovereignty sideways. And then they say, just kidding. You're not a big enough fish. We throw you back. And you and your country will have to live with it. And the Associated Press, you're so cute. Oh, yes, 18 judges come from all over the world. What's he talking about? He's talking about the fact that the 18 judges come from all over the world and all the accused come from Africa. That's what he's talking about. And you know what you're running, a dirty little racist show where you string up the people from the third world and make mockery of them, try to destroy them and their countries. So that's for the ICC. And thank you, Toronto Star, for trying to put over a load of bunk by throwing in your smart remark about the 18 judges. Talk about what the slimy work they've done there. And by the way, we have people in Canada who are proud of their work. Oh man, I used to work for the ICC. And that becomes part of their little resume. They say, oh, I was a prosecutor. Well, congratulations, you went from Canada and prosecuted an African. By the way, you failed anyhow, you're lousy. And they're running for office. NDP has two or three of them. And they say, oh, what are my credentials? I went to ICC and I was looking for those bad guys. Yeah, they were African, congratulations. Why don't you tell me you were a policeman somewhere and you brought in all the black prisoners and that you prosecuted those black prisoners? Why don't you just say that? It's the same thing. So we have a pretty rotten order here. And I'm happy on the Taylor Report that we are calling them out. Next week, by the way, we'll be talking about these things again. And one of the things we're going to talk about is the Chinese scientists who are being targeted by the U.S. Two or three cases have already been gotten into court, and they find out that the FBI has been making up phony evidence. And remember that, because the Globe and Mail's favorite source is somebody from security services who can't speak publicly about the matter, but he's an insider and knows what's going on. Well, the FBI knows what's going on, and now there are Democratic Party congressmen wanting to know why the FBI has followed a guy for 21 months and his whole family, put him on a no-fly list, did all that to him, and then admitted they didn't have any evidence against him. So next time they say, oh, he's an insider from intelligence, that is to say he fixes cases against people. That's what you should assume. This is CIUT, the Taylor Report, and we'll see you next week.